Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Tuesday the 29th of December. Sun in Capricorn ruled by Saturn, and planets are saying...
Yikes, maybe, or one of each.
Okay, and that's because...
Full moon.
And?
Try to pour oil on troubled waters, assuming you are not in the midst of an episode of your own, without listening to the specifics of another's complaint. Seriously, the allegation or supposed source of the myth bears minimal resemblance to the actual issue. In addition, err on the side of being inventive and innovative rather than orthodox and rigidly rule-abiding. You are far more likely to recharge your creative batteries and ingenuity if you try to devise ways to switch things up a bit rather than discovering additional ways to maintain a status quo that appears to be losing its luster by the nanosecond. Also, make sure that you have properly and thoroughly assessed the economic and emotional viability of a setup before volunteering your resources and attentions. Inasmuch as it is statistically impossible to be all things to all people, you may benefit, to put it mildly, by being slightly, to put it mildly, more selective about who receives your good offices and who has to wait in line, even if the aforementioned line is 3 blocks long and its progress can kindly be described as snailish.
Oh, okay. Well, signs particularly affected by the full moon.
That would be everybody.
Okay, and if one's birthday, 29th of December.
Remember the way back in the time machine 1992 Bill Clinton campaign slogan, "It's the economy, stupid"? Well, your 2020 birthday campaign slogan is, "It's the relationship, dear." And if you are interested in instituting structural changes, weeding out obstacles to your program, and advancing your ambitions, there's no need to look any further than your assorted affiliations. Seek and ye shall find. This is where the bulk of the growth opportunities lie.
Okay. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.